With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. No injuries in an attempted attack on the U.S. Embassy near Beirut, Lebanon. A gunman said to be a Syrian national was shot and wounded by Lebanese troops. Ratcheting up the pressure on Israel, Slovenia has now recognized a Palestinian state.
Slovenia's Prime Minister Robert Golob told MPs that our recognition has significantly more weight in the international world than you can imagine. He cited what he called the humanitarian disaster in Gaza as motivation for recognizing Palestine. But opposition parties boycotted the vote after a failed attempt to force a referendum on the issue. Former Prime Minister Janez Janša claimed that recognition would support the terrorist organization Hamas.
The BBC's Guy Delaney, Spain, Ireland and Norway previously voted to recognize a Palestinian state. After presiding over an influx of more than 10 million illegal aliens over the past few years, President Biden says he is taking action.
Today I'm announcing actions to bar migrants who cross our southern border unlawfully from receiving asylum.
Republican Senator John Kennedy says it's an election year window dressing measure. He notes there will still be unrestricted access at official ports of entry, adding that the president's action comes after years of denial, with Mr. Biden claiming,
"There is no crisis at the southern border, for reasons clearly stated on the teleprompter."
The president now in France for ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The water supply situation in Atlanta is finally getting back to normal after crews worked around the clock in recent days fixing a series of water main breaks. And no relief across a wide swath of the Southwest enduring a spreading triple-digit heat wave. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 21 points, NASDAQ ahead 103. This is SRN News. Louisiana could soon require displaying the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom.
The legislation received final approval from the state's GOP-dominated legislature, and if enacted, would make Louisiana the first state with such a requirement. It mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Similar bills have been proposed in other states, but none have passed. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Pakistan's army has promoted the first Christian woman to brigadier general. The prime minister congratulating Helen Mary Roberts, praising her hard work and dedication. Pakistan's Christian community is the second largest minority in the Muslim-majority nation. Although minorities have equal rights under the Constitution of Pakistan, Christians in the country have often faced targeting and harassment, among other challenges. This is SRN News. Apparently, a lot of us are not ready to give up on the good old internal combustion engine.
40% of U.S. adults who answered the poll by the Associated Press, the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research, and the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago say they would be at least somewhat likely to buy an electric vehicle the next time they buy a car. 46% said they're not too likely or not at all likely to buy one. The Environmental Protection Agency requires that about 56% of all new vehicle sales be electric by 2032, along with at least 13% plug-in hybrids or other partially electric cars. Donna Warder, Washington.
Witness testimony resuming today in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial. Prosecutors have spent hours showing jurors evidence of Biden's drug problem. They say addiction is no excuse for his lying on a federal form in order to buy a gun. More details, SRNNews.com.